The Cutty Strange with Jorge Bachman, broadcasting on Wavefarms WGXC 90.7 FM out of New York's Upper Hudson Valley, starts immediately. tell us your background, how you got into music, what you do, the whole thing.
Okay, background. I am Colombian, Swiss, born in Boston. Big mix. I was born in Boston. I didn't grow up in the US. I grew up in Colombia. And since very young age, like since age four, I'm wearing glasses. So my eyes have never been the best part, but my ears have always been very important. I remember going with kids, my schoolmates. It's like, oh, I can tell you that in that house is a TV on. Back in the day, the cathodic tubes made this hissing sound super strong. And they were like, nah. It's like, let's bet, ring, and if it is, I win. And it was, I was always winning. So that's kind of like how I get into it. And then my father never was the type of guy who was actually buying you stuff. So I see my friends having bicycles and you're like, no, what I get? Well, toolbox, okay, build your own toys. And then at one point, it's like, I don't know how I scored a little tape recorder and I wanted to create multi-track. So I figure out a device to put, I figure out that there's a head that reads and writes and a head before that erase. So I needed to just obliterate that one. So I made a little device with wire and felt, etc., and aluminum to block that, so it can just, the tape pass, but it's not erased. And the funny thing is that, wow, yeah, you can really predict because you're not hearing what you're recording. It's recording or reading, not both. So anyway, so that was the beginning of like trying to do little things, etc. Then the looping cassettes from the answering machines. Mm-hmm. And those are amazing. So I was just creating loops. Then that was, I think I was like 13 or 14. And then at age 15, we started a band with four other friends in school. And we were mostly playing covers of the Rolling Stones. And we were three guitar players, drummer and keyboards. And all of a sudden it's like we got a few gigs, we got money, and we bought a bass. I was the worst guitar player, so here, you play the bass. And I hated that instrument for the first 6 months, and all of a sudden, something clicked. All of a sudden, it's like, wow, this is one of the best instruments I've been playing since then. And then, then is the end of high school, kind of split, the one of the rhythm guitar and singer, lead singer left for Spain. The other guitar player left for London. And the three that were always in the same neighborhood was the rhythm section, keyboards, drums, and bass. And we kept doing stuff. So we started playing with other friends. We started going to Bogota. At that time, there was not that many bars. And there were a few. So there was one, this woman, Patricia, I don't remember what. She used to do a lot of photography, and she created the Colombian Playboy magazine thing, and she had this Barbara or Doña Barbara bar, and that there was always amps, piano, a drum set, and you bring your instruments, you plug in, and then you jam with people. So jamming with salsa players, with jazz players, etc. So it just kind of opened wide. And then I moved to Switzerland to study art, and then I continued doing, but getting more into the punk scene. Then I got fed up with all the band dynamics, etc. I'm like, I don't want to deal with that. So I started, since I was already doing a lot of tapes, so I continued doing tapes on my own. And then with two of my buddies, photographers, I discovered that they were also music lovers and musicians. So we started doing little things like that when there was no much work to do. And that started again. So I was doing mostly bass and tape loops, reel to reel on an old Niagara that I still have. And little by little, then getting more into fill recordings and adding that and then splicing them and creating rhythms with that or pads with that, etc. Then I moved here in 95 And in 96, 95, end of 95, I met Guillermo Galindo. He introduced me to Pro Tools and I got bitten. So since then I use Pro Tools for multi-tracking. Since I have only that panel of search functioning right now, it's very limited. Even if I know how to use it well, I'm still like maybe using three voices and on almost on the same thing. So I've been creating sounds, recording them, and then I have a stack of sounds that I use on like all the piece for Christine Asteria. Half or more than half of the sounds are all from my search. So yes, it relates at one point, but not that much. So like what I do with the computer is mostly part of our research that I started like 5 years ago on healing frequencies. It gets a little bit new agey when you start reading all that stuff, but it's interesting. And I've been using the idea of the 10 hertz. When you wake up in the morning and you're still kind of half asleep, half awake, and you can kind of direct your dream, your brain is producing alpha, which is 7 to 12 hertz. Let's put it in 10. 10, it's impossible for us to hear if it's a sine wave. But if you have a full harmonic, like a square wave, it becomes a beating, tick, 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 tick. But hearing a tick, 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 it doesn't appeal much. But if you put it behind a nice drone, you barely hear it, but your brain is registering and it puts you into a zone. It automatically down. So I've been playing with field recording. I do usually when I do that type of session, 45 minutes, I blindfold everybody. I don't want you to be looking at the girls or your telephone or just texting and tweeting. No, I don't care about that. Just dive into the sound and that's it. So then it goes, yeah, it may start very natural, little bees and birds and the ambience, and you get to a river, the forest, blah, blah, and then all of a sudden it's wind, the big storm, and then I start adding and changing things, adding delays, playing with wind and plates and how do you call those things? Tiles, but those metal tiles. When I was in Taiwan, I recorded a lot of rain because it rained from every day. And but it was beautiful. So at different places, it says. So you mix all that and then starts getting really nasty and loud and maybe lightning, thunder, and then little by little, it starts shifting into granulation of those sounds and then getting more into pads that are either that, or sometimes it's just like some of the noises were made with one half a second of water bubbles and becomes this beautiful drone. Stretched, the pole stretch, you know. I love that
software. That's the best.
mm-hmm. and put a converter
from the
12 to 5,
uh-huh.
so I can feed that thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have it
yeah.
a different cable, so if I can feed it on the side from mm-hmm. this one, it would be awesome. Nothing very musical for the moment, it's just making sure my things are functioning, my reverb is more working. And then the cables, I want to use this so I can use also the expression with it.
Yeah.
Which is, that's what I love with this little thing. Well, so anyway, that's... Bone stretch also.
Yes. What year is this from?
This is 2011. Recordings were made since 2005. But the final piece was composed in 2011. And has never seen the day. I gave it to a few friends, but they're nothing. And I know I need to do more, like give it to somebody like DiMuzio or somebody to do the mastering on it, so it gets a little bit nicer. Because I've been doing it on my own, and all of a sudden it just gets burnt, and it's like,
yeah,
I don't hear anything anymore.
Yeah.
So it's giving it to somebody else, and then they get, and they have tools for it too,
yeah.
to craft and bring these frequencies here and there. So that's the part. Right now, I will send you this way, not master. Hopefully, I'll master it and then I'll put it out. We don't need to listen to the thing if you want to record more stuff. If you want me to tell you more stories.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Cutty Strange, produced by Daniel Steffi and Nick Wang. Guest this month, Jorge Bachman. The Cutty Strange is produced for and broadcast by Wavefarms WGXC 90.7 FM out of New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Thank for tuning in. Tune every first Thursday of the month at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for some more Cutty James.